I never learned who it was, for as the tour director began describing it, I sucked in my breath, squeezed through the opening and stepped down into the street. The air brakes hissed and the powerful motor revved up. I was alone in Prague. Half an hour later, I was standing in the vestibule of a church I had spotted on a previous tour of the city, watching people come in. I was particularly anxious to see how a church could function without Bibles. Occasionally someone carried a hymnal, more rarely a Bible, but one thing that puzzled me, many people brought loose-leaf notebooks. What were they for? The service began. I took a seat in the back and immediately had a surprise. Most everyone seemed far-sighted. The owners of the hymn books held them out at arm's length, high in the air. Those with loose-leaf notebooks did the same. And then I realized the people with books were sharing them with those who had none. In the notebooks were copied note by note and word by word the favorite hymns of the congregation. It was the same with the Bibles. When the preacher announced the text, every Bible owner in the congregation found the reference and held his book high so that friends nearby could follow the reading. As I watched those men and women struggling literally to get close to the word, my hand closed over the Dutch Bible in my coat jacket. How much for granted I had always taken my right to own this book. I thought that I would never reach for it again without remembering the old granny in front of me now, standing almost on tiptoe, squinting as she strained to see the words in the Bible her son held aloft. After the service, I introduced myself to the preacher. When I mentioned that I had come from Holland chiefly to meet with Christians in this country, he seemed overwhelmed. "I had heard," he said, "that Czechoslovakia was going to begin opening its borders. I didn't believe it. We've been," he looked around, "almost imprisoned since the war. You must come and talk with me." Together we went to his apartment. It was only later that I learned how dangerous a thing for him this was in the Czechoslovakia of 1955. He told me that the government was trying to get a total grip on the church. It was the government that selected theological students, choosing only candidates who favored the regime. In addition, every 2 months, a minister had to renew his license. A friend had recently had his renewal application denied, no explanation. Each sermon had to be written out ahead of time and approved by the authorities. Each church had to list its leaders with the state. That same week in Brno, 5 brethren were on trial because their church did not permit the naming of leaders. It was time for the second service at the church. "Would you come and speak to us?" he asked suddenly. "Is that possible? Can I really preach here?" "No, I did not say preach. One must be careful with words. As a foreigner, you can't preach, but you can bring us greetings from Holland. And," my friend smiled, "if you wanted to, you could bring us greetings from the Lord."